The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show. The Damon Hahn Show.
The Damon Hahn Show. To the Damon Hahn Show.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Hahn.
And this is the show we just mentioned.
That show that we just mentioned.
And we are at episode 44.
Are we?
Yes.
Is it?
Because 44 is after 43.
Okay, well then.
Now.
The big 4-4.
Yes, double Fs.
That's how I like
55
it.
55 will be the next double F.
Oh, are you sure?
Yes, I am. So we have a whole new audio equipment set up for recording.
New and improved.
New and expensive.
Yes.
We each have our own Audio Technica. Is that even a thing? Audio Technica.
Now, are you allowed to say the names of the equipment we're using?
Yes. It'll pick up every sound, every schmutz from my chair.
Every mouth click.
Yes.
Every bit of moisture between our teeth.
Every blink. So we're learning. This will be the learning about the audio episode.
Life's a journey, and you start off with
Wait, do we want to look at each other during the episode? Because
no,
this is suddenly very odd. Like, somehow we set this up, but then probably realize now we don't look at each other.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
Oh, God. I think I need
Stop moving your chair.
That's the thing. I need a chair that's not moving parts. I changed positions.
Why do you keep blaming the chair?
I'm only human. Okay, so
episode 44.
44, and we'll start with Bibble Babble.
Which we just started into with the new equipment. Nice crisp sound.
And for the Bibble Babble, we're going to talk about virtual reality.
We are?
Yes.
Oh, so you're just subsuming my nerd alert into Bibble Babble.
I did not know you had that as a nerd alert.
That's okay. No, that's fine. We can bibs and babs about VR. Should I go on? I guess I will. Today, I got to try out the
Hahn, tell us about VR.
Here's the thing about VR.
Hold on. Let me ask you a question to start.
Virtual reality.
Have you done any VR before?
I have tried wearing... what's that popular one? The Oculus Rift?
Yes.
I tried wearing that once before, and that was for like a very dumb
on your head
flight game. Yes.
Okay.
I was just sitting down. It didn't have like hand controller, or maybe it had a keyboard and mouse. I don't remember what the controller was. But it wasn't a real VR experience. I was in a spaceship. I couldn't like walk around or do stuff. I could look around and fly, but this was. The HTC Vive has these two hand controllers.
In summary, you did it once before.
Yeah, like a half
on unideal conditions.
Yes, okay. With the Oculus Rift.
And that was how many years ago?
Let's say 3.
Okay. Fast forward to today.
Today, I got to try the HTC Vive. V-I-V-E. Vive. It's kind of difficult, awkward to say. But I did get to try it.
It's actually pretty easy, but go on.
And yeah, it was the whole rig. You put on these goggles, you put on headphones, and you have on each hand holds a controller. It's kind of like, I don't know, it's like a wand that you hold in each hand with like a bunch of buttons on a trigger.
I sometimes hold a wand in my hand.
On each hand? That's the trick.
I sometimes need two hands, yes.
It was pretty awesome. I mean, the software, the games we played... maybe like 6 or 7 different programs. All of them feel very demo-y or...
My Swallow was just captured on
unfinished. But I still had a blast.
Hold on, of Diet Coke, not of...
Okay, thank you for clarifying.
Go on. Okay, so...
It was really fun. Like, we did... One of the demos was you push a button on an elevator, you go up, I don't know how many number of floors, maybe 15, 20 floors or something.
I can do that too.
And then you walk out on a plank and it feels like you're on top of a very tall building and you're very scared to fall and there's a lot of vertigo.
Okay, so questions about that. So
it's like...
Were you walking?
So you do have a little bit of square space. What? Square space?
We're not getting to our sponsors yet.
There's a little square, a grid, that the controller somehow can sense where you are. And so you do, there's a little bit of walking you can do. Like turning around definitely and a little bit of walking this way and that. And actually, it also knows, like, if you crouch or whatever, so you can, like, dodge bullets in other games and stuff. You can be Neo, is essentially what I'm saying. So, yeah, there's a few steps you can take in any direction. It's like a tiny hollow... What's that? A hollow deck. Kind of feel. So, when you get too close... It actually knows when you get too close to the limits of your little walk space. It renders a grid in your VR experience, so you don't actually walk off whatever platform or wall. I guess you pre-programmed that into a system beforehand. Now, but it was the experience is very convincing. It's very strong.
Did you play an actual combat game or something?
I played a few combat games. Yeah. One of them, there's like a Cowboys versus Aliens where you walk around, you pick up guns, and you just shoot at each other. It's very rudimentary, but still a lot of fun.
You're talking about in the VR?
In the VR, yes. Okay. There was a bow and arrow game where you're like, you're forced to reach behind your back to draw your arrows. That was really fun, but after a while, your arms get really tired, and it was very tedious to keep shooting.
I guess if you're a weakling, that would be.
I think it's just consider. One of those things. Is like you have to figure out where to put your arms, so that you don't tire yourself out very quickly.
Now, why? When I'm talking, I don't get the verticalness that when you're talking. Well, I seem to be even closer to the mic.
You need to enunciate.
I have a deep booming voice.
You have to look now, at you're the mic. Kind of.
Yeah, but you're higher than the mic. I'm kind of lower. Should I lower my mic?
I think being slightly above the mic helps because your voice projects in a slightly downward direction.
Well, I'm going to do that right now, and we're going
to
hear
this. Oh, you're going to touch it? Oh,
yeah, but it's okay. This is our getting used to the equipment
episode. So people get to hear. This is your VR experience for your folks at home. If you are wearing HTC Vive, available now for $799.
I heard about the Vive Pro. Oh, wait. That did make a difference.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, good to know. I did not know. Why didn't you tell me this 6 hours ago?
I don't know. I just assumed you were happy with your
talk
sound levels.
From above.
You're the one with the monitor.
Okay, but it looks... Do you have better gain than me? Okay, nobody Excuse wants me. To hear this...
So I'm actually pretty tempted to purchase the Vive. The only thing is the resolution is not awesome. Okay, it's so pretty good, but...
There's the Vive Pro.
There's a Vive Pro.
It was announced last week or 2 weeks
then
ago.
Then I'm going to get the Vive Pro.
It has...
Okay, what does
3K
it have?
Resolution.
How many K is the other one?
I guess like...
one?
1.9 or something?
One and
I
a
think
half?
It's, I don't think it's double, but it's like...
The one kind of physical thing I have against it is that I wear glasses.
Nerd alert.
And the headset, while you can fit your glasses in there, it kind of presses on the sides of my head. Maybe I have a big head or something, but it... After I only did it for an hour, but at the end of the hour, I was really happy to take the gear off.
I'm glad you're happy.
Yes, I'm always happy to take the gear off.
Woo!
But I really enjoyed it. I feel like the VR experience is very strong.
Very
software,
real. VR.
Very real. Yeah.
Get it?
Very VR.
VVR.
Yeah, I'm sure they're going to come up with a lot better software. The games I play, like I mentioned, are very rudimentary, but still a lot of fun.
Did you play that snake game where you have to eat your tail?
No. Nibbles or Nibbles. Snakeums?
No, not that one.
A lot of them feature like Peaches being able to cream. Fly. So Peaches you can go and you know, make yourself float in space. And the sensation is really strong. You do feel like you're floating and it's like kind of... I don't know. It's hard to describe. It's kind of like your flying sensation, like in a dream or whatever, like kind of weightless. And there's one of the programs I did was...
I like to weightless when I'm at the checkout.
It was like a Star Wars like intro demo where you actually get to use a lightsaber to block stormtroopers' blaster shots. It was kind of fun, but it was very short. But at the end of it, it rolls the credits. You know how the credits roll in Star Wars movies? They just go from... scrolling up. But in the VR experience, you're just floating in space and the credits go like kilometers down and you just feel like you're floating super high up. It's really funny. I really enjoyed that.
Oh, wow. That little
mouth click
was like, it's going to be loud.
It's fantastic, yes. Anyway, I truly suggest that you try it.
Okay, so my last question about this topic, which I'm super bored already on.
How? Is, why?
Because I don't know. I don't care about whatever.
Yes, you do.
You're right. I'm joking.
If I get it, you're going to try
it. I'm doing shtick. Okay, so weapons. So you got your holding,
what?
No, okay. You're holding two little wands.
You're holding two with buttons, wands with a bunch of buttons on them. And they have like a little touchpad on top, so you can do a bunch of other stuff.
So if you're shooting a gun, what are you doing?
There's a trigger on them, so it can feel like a gun.
So it, okay.
It just doesn't have like the barrel part of the gun, I guess. So they look more like wands than like guns.
And if it's a sword, like it feels like a...
it's like a wand that you're holding in your hand. Essentially a wand.
But a wand doesn't have a trigger.
With a trigger and like a sword. I guess it's closer to like a sword, like a sword hilt or whatever.
Pommel. So you're holding like a thing with a trigger on it.
Yeah. And there's a bunch of buttons on top. Like there's a little flatter surface on the top of it that your thumb can like manipulate stuff on. There's a couple buttons and a touchpad.
So when you're using whatever weapon, it kind of felt like it.
It really felt like it. It's really weird.
I guess when you see it, your brain's like inventing feelings and visuals.
I was having a lot of fun. You could say I was having a blast. But
I wouldn't, but...
I think it has some kind of auto-focusing.
What the hell?
Auto-aiming enabled.
Testing. 1, 2, 3.
Are you suddenly not being recorded?
3, 2.
What's the matter here?
Okay. On the count of three, let's just say, oh, Canada, ready? 1, 2, 3. Oh, Canada. Okay, those were equal.
Wow.
Well, do you have a little
so you have a lot of peak envy over there.
We have a lot of little tweaks to just sort out in this episode, so okay. Bear with us, Dylan and Amy.
Amy Schumer?
I wish.
You did.
Okay.
What was I going to say?
Do we need an apparatus to help? Like, you know, those guards? So
in some of the games, you don't see your arms. In other games, they do render arms and hands. And it's like, whoa, my arms and hands, like, it's just, those feel like my arms and hands.
Rendered vision. I would not want them rendered.
It is a fun experience. I mean, I don't know how long lasting it will be. But as long as they keep pumping out new software, I think it's a pretty exciting feature for entertainment.
Did it again. I should not close my mouth for the rest of the show here.
No, I think the opposite, actually. But what happened?
Nothing happened. Okay, so VR, you're giving it a virtual thumbs up?
A virtual and a...
physical.
Physical. Excuse
thumbs
me?
Up.
That's my doctor.
You heard it first from Han. VR... works.
Nerd alert.
That was your bibble babble and nerd alert combined into one efficient segment.
Very efficient. Thank you and welcome.
Okay. Now, remember last episode I asked our viewers, our listeners, if I should stop with the should we start overs? Well, the feedback indicated that no one replied.
Well, there was none in the negative.
But I will not do the continuous...
But there was none in the positive either.
Right. Okay, so here we are.
So who wins?
Was it a competition?
Mm-hmm. Welcome.
Okay, so here we are. So we got the bibble babblage out. I did it again.
Yep.
What should we do? Okay, so here's like...
Should we have a counter?
Well, we can somehow write a macro to do it.
Okay.
Now, it's time for the big topic of this episode, episode 44. It took us 43 episodes to get here.
The Oscars.
No. Improving the podcast.
The Golden Globes.
I don't know what you're doing. Okay, name one more award show and then we'll get to it.
The Junos.
Thank you.
Okay.
I want...
Did you know... Never mind. Go on.
No, you go ahead.
No, there was no...
I know, that was a joke. I sound really weird.
Okay. Is this how you're trying to improve
so
the podcast?
So natural and good. Well, yeah. By sorting out these audio things, that's called improvement. Thank you very much.
Maybe it just sounds weird because you're wearing the monitor.
You're right. No,
is it?
Obviously, that's a factor.
Okay.
Although I hear you in the monitor and here, and it's not weird. It just sounds...
You're getting both the VR and the real Han.
You sound very good quality. I sound very muffled and muddy. But then again, whoops, I just don't hit the wire. Okay. Okay, so I want to, I feel that the Hate Dave and Han show is really bad.
Well,
all it is inside jokes and just stuff to
outside make, jokes too. Come on,
to make ourselves laugh only during recording.
The shows are enjoyable outside of recording as well.
Well, I don't think too many people.
Well, you never listen to the show.
I don't think it's enough. Like, I would love to have a show. I guess there's a delay. That's a problem. I'm hearing a slight delay on me, but not on you.
Okay.
Is it a technical issue? No, I guess when we heard our earlier test, it was fine. I want a show that has value.
Now, is this the most boring segment of the Dave and Han show? You want a show that has value, and how do you want to add that?
I would like to have... I never really wanted to have an actual following and listeners. It was never about that. But now that I put in some sweet coin, I feel like...
Sweet coin? Is that the new Bitcoin?
Let's get listeners. And I think...
Oh, God.
If we're going to have listeners, we should...
At what cost?
We should give them something. Well, I'll tell you the actual cost. The cost of prep time... Of which I never put in 1 ounce. 1 millimeter. So let's get metric. And I, you know, I could. But you always do more research and whatever than me. No, but like, I don't know. What podcasts, I guess, what podcasts exist? There's, no, let's well, look at like
American WTF. Life and WTF. Okay,
so WTF tells stories, right?
He interviews... characters, people.
No, usually it's a story.
Wait, what's WTF?
What?
Which one's the WTF?
I'm talking about This American Life is stories.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So you get like heartwarming stories. You get like a slice of life of America, right?
A hot slice.
This American Life. WTF gives you interviews, which is... Yeah. It's kind of, there's really no worth of those. All those, like, I listened to a new one I listened to is Pete Holmes, You Made It Weird, which is just interviews.
Fun and like, comedy. And interspersed then, with comedy.
Like, do you listen to those ones, types of podcasts?
I usually listen to, like, gaming news and skeptics and some comedy ones.
Okay. Like, so I don't even consider those interview ones have value, but they are popular.
So like, they're not worth your listening time? I don't understand what you're getting at.
I don't know what I'm getting
at. What's value?
No, okay, so let's talk about the other one. So
is value like... Okay. Are you talking about like educational? Do you mean value?
I don't know.
Let's just because it seems like entertainment doesn't matter to you.
Well, I don't know what I'm saying. But this is... Let's try to figure out what I'm saying together.
Are you trying to get me to join a cult? That's all I want to know.
The science... The skeptics ones we listen to, like SGU, for example.
Sure.
They give you news.
News.
They give you interviews, informational interviews. Not just like, what was Jack Black doing?
Well, yeah, not personal, but these are generally about like news.
But you definitely learn.
Topics.
Yeah. You learn on their interviews. They have their fun segments like the...
Sounds?
No, well, I meant their Fakey Five?
Their Fakey Five. Science or fiction?
Science fiction. Like, it's kind of a copy of our Fakey Five.
But, I didn't say that.
No, so they have like the fun trivia part kind of thing.
Yeah.
Then they have the informational interviews and they have news. Like that to me has a lot of value. Like I like that kind of format. Even you said like if there's movie review podcasts, there's video, like those I also think have a lot of value because they just, you learn about a subset of things, right? Like you learn about the new video games. There's
learn
reviews,
about a movie.
Yeah.
Or like, you think about things that you hadn't. All
those things, I think, has the value.
Well, our podcast has entertainment value, and sometimes we talk about things that...
Well, maybe what I... Yeah, so maybe I want to talk... I want to talk more about, like...
Movies and games?
Well, no, I want to expand maybe our... Like, you know, we talk about books, movies, and games. I want to maybe expand to have, like, a review, a score, like, a pros and cons. Like... Make it more of a informative...
Oh, so you want someone to win and lose.
Make it more informative. Like, and of course, I'm speaking, it's all me have to be less lazy and do more work on it. Like, prepare more.
Yeah. Well, okay, I agree. I'm up for adding, like, informational value to the podcast.
I haven't even known the name of the authors of the books that I've been, so, like, that's why actually...
That's a start.
For this one, I actually have the authors' names. Well, see, I'm already starting. Okay, then and just one little note I wrote next to improve podcast. I'm pointing to my screen so everyone at home can see.
He's pointing to a screen. It's a computer screen.
I like the, what's his name? George Hrab, Geologic Podcast.
Yes.
He has just everything. He's got like just facts and trivia, jokes, comedy, entertainment.
Music.
Music. A lot of, like he has his music and... what do you call, like,
playing the drums? He's an informational entertainer.
Like, what do you call playing the drums? Instruments and bands. Percussion? Like, a lot of detailed information. Like, it's a whole learning thing and comedy and just variety kind of. Like, that's great, too. But he had, my favorite segment on his is, I don't even know the name of the guy. It's some foreign thing. No, he does his facts that'll fuck you up.
Okay.
So he has, like, 3 to 8. Is that right, George? 3 to 8. He's got a bunch of facts that are, like, that are like mind-blowingly interesting.
And so, every episode has some.
So I wrote down trivia / fact / learning. Like, I want to have a segment like that. I want to like give.
You want to blow people's minds.
At worst, I want people to come away with one interesting fact they can't wait to tell everyone else.
I see. You want to spread a virus.
Maybe we'll just copy the ones. We'll just repeat the ones that we'll just
listen
says.
To. Sure, let's do that.
Okay.
How many facts can there be?
So, I think 80. Yeah. So, for the next episode, we should expand on this, but not necessarily, like, suddenly give you all the well-researched... Let's also talk more, like, maybe think about segments. Let's think about more of it and then present it next episode, yes?
Okay, maybe we'll have some ready.
And should we do this every 2 weeks? What do you think?
What, try to improve the show?
No.
Oh, improve it.
The show.
Oh, like just do the show.
Yeah, should we do the show
every
2 weeks?
Yeah, okay, 2 weeks.
Or every week? Every day?
No.
2 weeks is the perfect time for you, you think?
Two weeks is doable. Well, every week is challenging but possible.
Well, if we were like being funded and everything, then that would... But we're not. We're just doing this because we love the world. And 2 weeks is all you're getting.
You can speak for yourself, but bitches. Yeah.
Okay, so we talked about improving the podcast, and we're 23 minutes already?
Yeah.
Holy shnikey.
We did it. We improved the podcast.
Okay, so let's go to... Let's give a nice little chunk of what they want.
A chunk of what they want.
With top three.
Top three.
Before we get all boring with books, games, and movies.
Boring.
I forgot to do...
What?
No, I forgot to talk about our sponsor.
Oh, we have a sponsor this week.
Yes, today's episode is brought to you by Jack's Chip Shack. Voted Toronto's best fish and chip shack in the November edition of Fish Shack Monthly. Jack's Chip Shack has been providing delicious fish and chips... Another deep-fried breaded aquatics on the corner of Queen and Hudson for over 35 years. Mention the code DAVENHAN2JACK on your next purchase and receive $5 off any order over $30. That's Jack's Chip Shack, the salty choice.
So we've given up on trying to improve the podcast. That's what we've established.
Han, earlier today you revealed what
today's
top three topic would be.
Today's top three topic is going to be the top campaign promises put forward by Doug Ford.
Doug Ford?
Otherwise known as the brother of Rob Ford, the former mayor of Toronto.
Former. That's the word I was looking for when I was writing that.
Previous?
Number three. What?
Yeah. Former mayor of Toronto. As you may recall.
Recent. I wrote recent.
It could be recent. Recent memory, anyway.
Okay.
Rob Ford was the entertaining, shall we say, crack smoking, we can say, football loving.
Oh, that's sweet.
The mayor of Toronto. Okay. He was world renowned. He was world renowned.
Just in case Amy doesn't know, what is Toronto?
Toronto is a city in Canada, most populated city in Canada. I don't know. In Ontario?
Is it the capital of any province?
Is it? Yes, it's the capital of Ontario.
Okay, good times.
But not the capital of Canada.
So, Han, you came up with the topic. You will start by revealing... So, these are the...
So
like,
he's,
who judged these to be the top? Is this like the government of Canada? Said?
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. So, Doug Ford is in the news again. Previously, he was doing the news as the brother of Rob Ford, as the more belligerent, scary brother.
Did he run for mayor?
He briefly did run for mayor. After Rob Ford was running for mayor again to get reelected, and then he got too sick, so Doug Ford stepped in and said, I'll run for mayor.
Because it relates to one of my items, Rob Ford had some sort of cancer and then passed.
He passed. The late Rob Ford, yes. We can say.
Okay, so what the government can on their list of the...
So Doug Ford is currently running for premiership... For the leadership of the PC party in Ontario.
He didn't run. He has that position now.
Does he?
He didn't know.
I thought it was unsure.
No,
they said
it's settled. Rob Ford
100% sure?
Yes.
I thought they said probably.
No, that was until 7 o'clock last night. It was settled.
Oh. Well, is it settled?
Do you have to redo your three?
No.
No, obviously you don't, because I was a little confused earlier. It's not the government of Canada. The Conservative Party has now, since he got elected as the leader
of Ontario,
has produced a document that has all of his campaign
promises.
So we just randomly picked some.
Yeah. And just to, you know, let people know that we're watching the Ontario premiership race.
This is like this every is already good Ontarian. This is how we improve the podcast, because we're giving facts about Canadian politics.
That's right. We want you to be informed voters.
I'm holding in my hand.
We're trying to help
the promises booklet.
Democratic process.
It's 32 pages in full color.
Well, that's a pretty
and the booklet. Fonts. Those are good fonts, eh?
Haven't fonted like that in a while. Okay, so I'm just going to pick one here. Let's just flip through this. Doug Ford promises to pass a bill forcing bicyclists to pay taxes. Now that's really interesting because.
Oh, okay.
If I recall, Rob Ford had a bit of a head-on with
came up really loud.
Cyclists. Cyclists did not get along
with
Rob
Ford. Wait, pay taxes in general or
just
a special?
In general.
But don't they already pay taxes?
I'm not sure that Doug Ford is aware of that.
Okay.
I mean, it's an easy promise he can keep, I think.
Now, very early on in the list, like on page one, basically...
Oh, yeah.
It says this, and it's just surprising because it's... Isn't there, like, legal ramifications for this? Anyways, Doug
Doug Ford
promises that he will slay and eat Kathleen Wynne. So Kathleen Wynne is the current premier of Ontario.
I think that's actually...
I guess he's going to murder and consume her? Is this...
I think that's an old tradition back... carried over
when... a new party.
Canada, yeah.
Okay, well...
when Confederacy was first introduced, they had a cannibalism clause.
That's just bad news for Mrs. Mister? What is it? Mrs. Wynne.
Mrs. Wynne. Ms.
Okay,
Wynne.
Well, but she had a good run.
She did have a good run.
Okay. That was surprising. A top promise.
Page one.
Yeah.
That's a page turner. If I look here, here's another interesting one. He promised to introduce a No Child Left Unarmed bill.
Okay.
Which I assume means that no child...
That worked.
...will go unarmed.
It made me laugh. You took like a phrase and then you made a little twist. Trump conservative.
Yeah, it's a gun joke with...
Okay.
Yeah, children.
A little insensitive with the recent shootings, but...
Were there shootings recently?
Okay, now this was very surprising.
Okay.
Okay, page three, I think. I should have wrote the page on it. Now, I guess Doug Ford wants to lower the minimum wage. It was recently raised by the Liberal government, correct? But Doug has said, and this is true, that he wants to undo that and lower it.
Everything we're saying is true, so okay.
No, he wants to. Okay.
He wants to lower the minimum range.
Now, on page 3, this was surprising because not only does he want to lower the minimum wage,
okay,
he also wants to raise the minimum weight for people in Ontario, and I think by about 25 pounds.
That makes sense.
So that is surprising because
I understand that. That's fair logic.
Yeah, because I guess he wants people bigger. Is what he's kind of big. Remember when his brother and a toad.
They did that 50-pound challenge in six months, and he gave up 3 weeks into it or something.
Yes, I think it was two, but did his
he stopped going to weigh in?
Was it both of them?
Yeah, it was both of them.
But both of them gave up, right?
Yeah, but Doug Ford, to his credit, lost more weight. I think.
Oh, he did. Like, yeah. Well, he doesn't look very thin right now.
No, well,
okay.
So I'm just going to flip to the back here because there's a bunch of juicy ones in the last few pages here. Doug Ford promises on his campaign to make a deal to secure a stable supply of vibranium from Wakanda, which I think is very wise in this technological...
Say that again because I didn't understand one word you said there.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
I heard vibranium Anaconda.
That's why it's on the last page. He's going to make a deal to secure a supply of vibranium. Vibranium, the material that is used that gives Black Panther his powers.
Okay, I haven't seen the movie. Spoiler
alert,
thanks.
Spoiler alert.
But Doug Ford, you can understand that have no idea what you're talking about.
Don't complain to me. This is Doug Ford's promise.
Okay. Well, he should have made sure we all saw the movie first.
But I think it's a good idea.
Well, that was a miss. Okay. And lastly for me, this is page 7. I guess it's really a touching tribute to his brother and the recent mayor, the late Rob Ford.
Sure.
Starting this year, November 30th, the date of his death, will be hereby known as Eat As Much Pussy As You Want at Home Day. That's
It's a very thoughtful.
Thoughtful tribute.
We all should make time in our busy lives
to just munch.
And it's good to have a day that's dedicated to this.
So you can just...
Often overlooked activity.
A day off work, paid day off work, and just go nuts at home, right? Just gobble, gobble, gobble.
That's
what I say.
Yep.
So there you go. Six...
campaign promises.
We could have just chosen... Six things to consider on the upcoming June 7th election.
Is it June 7th when the election is?
I believe so.
Well, there you go. I learned something today.
Learning is earning. What?
Do you have another segment?
I have books, games, movies, would you rather.
Let's do the would you rathers.
Let's get the fun stuff out early.
Yep.
Han, I have a very interesting one.
Okay.
It's very simple. Now, a lot of other people, I'm thinking about you, Dylan, or was it you? One of them, either Dylan or you.
Who are you thinking about?
Would you rathers that have like positives and negatives? Like you get this, but you're going to lose your legs. I remember that was me.
I think we all lose our legs.
My goal of would you rather is only have positives because I have a more optimistic outlook on life.
We all have positive outputs.
So these are just two great bonuses, but you can only have one. That's why it's would you rather.
Okay.
Doesn't really properly describe that, actually. Should be called, you can only pick one. Anyways, here are your two choices, Han.
Okay.
Would you rather receive tax-free $1 million?
Okay.
Yeah,
you know where's the money coming from?
From the Would You Rather Foundation.
Okay.
Or the ability to know what one of your cats are thinking.
The $1 million. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay, good.
I don't, what are my cats thinking? They're cats. Who cares?
You do. You love your cats like no tomorrow.
Okay. I will say, maybe I'm going too quickly on this. It would be really neat to know what a cat is thinking.
Maybe you could do an act and somehow make money off it.
Yeah. Like, okay, the cat is reading the number one. You're holding up your finger. Green is your color. I don't know. But.
$1 million challenge, maybe you could.
Yeah, okay. Obviously. Oh, and then make my money back very quickly.
Now, I was very clear to say not you can read any cat's mind. It was only one cat.
Yeah, so it's a limited time offer. But
you're right. Once the cat goes to cat heaven.
What am I going to do?
Exactly.
But you're sticking. And it would be really cool. I will say that. But it's a cat. What is it thinking? It's like, I'm hungry. I'm scared. Where's the food?
I hate you.
I hate you. Why is the smell? What are you doing on the toilet? That's it. That's the whole
Why
sum
is
of a cat
moving. So
yeah.
Okay, so you're choosing the $1 million.
I will choose the fiscal rewards. Thank you very much.
Okay, well, I will.
Here's
hold on. I guess I will email the Would You Rather Foundation with your decision, and we'll see how that works out.
Good. David, would you rather? Now, maybe I'm the type to give a positive and a negative, because this would you rather, I don't know how positive it is. Would you rather work as an Uber driver? That's your new job. You're an Uber driver.
Okay, I'm picking the second one.
And the second one is you have to move to another country where they don't speak English. So you'll be forced to learn
language. I'm picking the second one.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's it? What's the reason?
Well, I hate driving. I would die of stress if I had to be an Uber driver. I would have to drive during rush hour.
Tells you what to do.
Okay, whatever. I would.
It's like a video game.
I would have to drive during traffic, most likely.
You only have one life.
And I would hate that. I would just hate the world. So, no, I'm going to another
country. So, any kind of traffic-related.
I move to South Korea tomorrow.
Activity.
Yes. I have a real psychological.
Interesting.
Problem with traffic.
What about where do subways and trains fit on this? I guess they don't really have traffic, right? It's just you going.
There's Uber subway drivers?
No, I'm just saying as a subway driver, like if I'm. Okay, well, this is good reference. It was not a good pick.
So you're getting $1 million and I'm leaving the country.
Okay, well, how about if it was an Uber driver in a country or a city that did not have a lot of traffic?
Oh, then I for sure would pick it.
Okay.
It seems like a fun. I guess you don't make a lot of money.
You don't make a lot of money. Yeah.
So I'd have to take a pay cut.
You probably. It makes less than minimum wage and even lower when Doug Ford is in power.
But I'd have to eat more to be the minimum wage. Yes. No, I think I've got that covered actually. Hello, folks. So wait, but we're going to the original question where I already.
What?
The official would you rather is. It's in this city that I'm Uber driver.
Yeah. No. We'll clear that up. For the record, he is not picking Uber driver in Toronto, a city in Canada where we live.
Do you mind if I call you Han?
No, I do not.
We are at 38 minutes. Do you play any video games?
I have played a few.
And how
right now, I just finished Tomb Raider, the remake Tomb Raider, which I really enjoyed.
It's called
Tomb Raider. And I've started Tomb Raider Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Oh, so you started the next one.
I started the
next
one.
Which I said was even better.
You said it was even better, but I've yet to see the even betterness.
How far are you into it?
Like maybe half an hour.
I just burped.
It has a lot of the same mechanics. It's actually. It seems very similar, except there's more. You start off with even less in the beginning, as it were, if that's possible.
Now, what about your breasts? Are they shinier or bigger?
I don't know.
In the game, I mean,
I don't see. You can't really see. Here's my one beef so far with the game, both games, is that when you die, it is so graphic and so disturbing, and it's kind of upsetting. I'm glad it's not a VR experience. Like, I do not need to see Lara Croft have spikes go through her mouth, through her skull.
What about, ripped apart? A penile spike.
Or, like, getting shot and, you know, trampled upon. It's It's really graphic. It's really gory.
Well, to be honest, in both real life and video games, I try to avoid death anyways.
Sorry, I didn't hear that.
Good. Why?
I'm trying to avoid death.
It was a silent room.
Okay.
Oh, you made a joke?
Yeah.
Oh my God, that was the worst joke of 44 episodes of the show.
Thank you.
How have we done 44 episodes?
Yeah, well, I don't know.
Well, 44 and a half, technically.
Is it?
Yes.
Okay. What are you playing these days?
Well, David? Let's talk about the Payne's Creek killings.
Okay.
This is a, quote, walking sim. Did I talk to you about this before?
Yes. Okay. Spoiler alert.
This is a, quote, walking simulator, which I think is a dumb name.
Is that what they actually call it? Walking
simulator? I call them like, you know, like 3D...
free-for-all searching.
Games without combat, generally, right? There's some combat, some quote walking searching. So it is a murder mystery. You go to a town that is somehow empty.
Empty of people.
Yes. And because it's being sold. Like everyone moved out of this small town and everything's for sale. And then you're trying to solve what?
How much?
$386,000.
Okay.
And $4
million. Well, I just inherited. Oh, okay, never mind.
And there's a murder that happened like 17 years ago or something, and you just have to try to figure out who did it and why and the motive. Mm. You're a journalist. So you go around. It's very good graphics, like a very realistic looking little town. Like, and it's totally open, although it's like, you know, a small area.
Right. And so you're breaking and entering at will?
Well, no, because you're getting keys.
Some doors are unlocked. You're giving the key to the city.
Well, you're not breaking. It's not illegally because everyone's moved out.
No one owns that stuff.
Anyways,
you're the last man on earth.
Basically, it's all journal notes and keys and drawers everywhere, kind of thing.
Keeps going.
There's like a few puzzles, kind of. And then, so it was very entertaining, very enjoyable. I played it for, I think, 18 hours. And I play games really slowly. So a normal person would take, like, probably 6 hours.
Okay.
Or eight at the most. So I play very leisurely pace. It was very fun. But then at the ending, as I said to you before, but to fill in to Dylan and Amy, or any other possible listeners.
Theoretical VR listening.
Is it virtual reality, our listening of this podcast?
It's... kind of a reality.
No. The game turns on its head, if I can say that, and becomes some sort of...
spoiler alert.
Oh, yeah. Should I even do that? Yeah, no, I'm not going to. I didn't like the way the game changed at the end.
Okay.
But overall, thumbs up for the Payne's Creek killings.
The Payne's Creek
And it was the killings. Butler. Oh, shit. Oh,
we'll edit Brought that to you by...
It wasn't the butler. Well, no. It wasn't necessarily the butler. It might have
For
been.
For all your bacteria needs.
That butler comment was a joke.
Purell.
But sometimes I would as a joke,
the give pure the actual answer. Is in the name.
Okay. Can you shut up for a few seconds? Okay. So then also, so I finished that.
Okay.
And then I got the Fidelio incident.
Ooh.
Which sounds intriguing, eh?
It sounds delicious.
So it's another walking simulator with a mystery, and you are on a plane, and it crashes, and somehow you and your wife get separated, in the Arctic, by the way, your wife gets separated, and you have a radio, and you're trying to find her, and it's like freezing cold, and you have no supplies.
AM or FM?
Excuse me?
A radio.
And it was very fun, kind of, for the first hour. It's a very short game. I think there's like a walkthrough video that's 2 hours long. But I've now given up on it and erased it because I hate it so much.
What was the thing that drove you to...
I'll tell you what.
Okay.
When you're walking around in the Arctic...
like one does.
You get very cold. And ice starts... on the screen, graphically, ice starts forming around...
You can get a spray for that.
And then it starts getting more and more towards the center... and then if it kind of gets to the center, you die. And it takes about 30 seconds for that to happen.
So you get very cold very quickly.
Yes. And then there's little fires spread around the world.
Who's left these
somehow burn forever? And it's like metal, like it's a piece of metal just burning on fire.
As metal does.
Yeah. And then there's some vents, some sort of geysers or something. So
spewing warmth.
But there's like a human, like a man-made square vent cover or something. Anyway, so you got to just...
You got to keep warm by
scurrying between... You can't explore. You just got to quickly beeline to the closest fire that you can see.
Now, is a beeline a straight line or is it the shape of a bee?
So it's... You can't explore. You can't... Oh, what's that? That looks neat. No, I like you'll just die every 10 seconds. Like, okay. No, literally every 30 seconds if you don't just get heat. And, you know, it was a novelty for the first half hour.
Air quotes.
And then... And then I like, I hate this. This is not fun. Like it's.
There's no exploration.
Maybe I'm right before like you get like a, you find a snowsuit. Yeah. And then you can. So I might have been a little.
Hasty
in my deleting of it. Even though on Steam you can just get it back in 10 seconds, start playing again and saves all your games. Anyway, so I was disappointed in that. I would have preferred more, you know, I don't like time limits and stuff like that. Like, I remember that game, Amnesia. Remember Amnesia?
Yeah.
Where we had if sanity. You were in the light.
Oh, yeah, the dark and light. Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't.
You had to keep lighting candles and finding matches.
Like, that annoyed me. I guess I don't like that in the game. I like just to be able to relaxedly, is that a word? Explore.
Yeah.
You know, not necessarily have to go everywhere in the map at once, but just be able to, oh, look, there's something funny written on this wall, and just sit back and go, like, oh, looks pretty good. Instead of, oh, God, I'm dying.
That's, yeah, that pretty much sounds like what we all want out of life.
And also, no, there's no also. So now I'm game free.
And that was the Fidelio medallion.
So I'm still have Guild Wars 2 that I'm, oh, yeah, you're the other guy.
Yep.
Maybe we'll talk about the next episode. Maybe we'll do something about it by next episode.
Okay.
And then PUBG, I like, but I want to play in
PUBG
squads.
PUBG is... Whatever, player battlegrounds too. Unknown grounds.
And now, so I don't have any game active game currently. So, but I'm waiting for Far Cry 5, which comes out I think in a week or two. So that's what I'm looking forward to next.
It looks fun.
This has been 1 hour of rambling by Dave in the what game are you playing segment.
Welcome.
Brought to you by Jack's Chip Shack.
Shall we do our signature segment?
Yes, let's do it. They've waited 47 minutes.
Ooh, patient.
When I go ahead, I'm quieter, but then when I come over here, I'm good. So generally when we're talking for real, we should be talking here. But if we're making offhand remarks like Hans and Mental, we can do it from over here.
Okay, and welcome to...
Fakey Five,
wherein we read five facts, five bits of trivia, five little tidbits about a subject, and one of them is fake, one of them is made up, one of them is just
it's kind of like top
true.
Three,
except kind of like top three,
except they're actually true, except for one.
Yes, exactly.
I may have just ruined our top three. People may have thought until now that they've all been true.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about. Okay, so do you want to go first or shall I go first? I'll go first. My fakey five.
We got to keep
stats.
Five. Yep. I'm going to start recording stats because from now on, we're an improved podcast. No.
Are we?
From the next episode, we're an improved
podcast. Do stats improve a podcast?
But I'm going to just start recording right in this note.
What are the stats on stats? Okay. These are five quotes.
Stick to... Oh, my God, yeah.
Five quotes.
Quotes.
From... That little old fella, Kim Jong-un.
Oh.
These are five quotes from Kim Jong-un. One of
KJU.
Them is not his.
KJU. I know KJU.
KJU. Yeah, that's right. Big old
Him
KJU.
And I go nowhere back.
Nowhere back. Hey, I'm going to read five quotes from KJU. They're about a sentence or two each.
Now, what was your source?
Brainyquotes.com or something. I don't know.
So we don't know if the quote real ones were real.
That's true. Okay, according to brainyquotes.com.
Which is not an accredited quote site.
It could be. Maybe it was goodreads.com.
Oh, God. Okay, now one more question before you start.
Okay.
The fake one is made up, or?
The fake one is by someone else. Oh, another popular figure.
Oh, God.
If you can guess the popular figure, I'll give you $1 million.
I know it's Trump already.
Okay, well.
Okay, go on.
Number one.
Hold on, you give me how much?
$1 million.
Okay, I'll take that. I'd like to see you try.
Counting them. Number one. There can be neither today without yesterday nor tomorrow without today.
I'll have to check the science on that, but...
People work better when they know what the goal is and why. It is important that people look forward to coming in to work in the morning and enjoy working.
I think I'm going to have trouble here because usually on your top fives, I can dismiss one or two. Sometimes it's right, sometimes it's wrong. But I don't feel like I can do this one. Well, I think
once you hear all of them, you can kind of get a feel for what
I don't know. I think I'm going to have to consider all five. Next.
The days are gone forever when our enemies could blackmail us with nuclear bombs.
So that's an obvious choice, but that could be the surprise, the twist. Go on.
Could be. When young people are powerful, our party and people's army are powerful, and there is nothing for us to be afraid of.
God, I'm dead.
And number five, the political and military position of socialism should be further cemented so that it can be an impregnable fortress. Impregnable fortress.
Can read them.
Don't try to
again.
Impregnate that fortress.
The first one's about today, tomorrow.
There can be neither today without yesterday nor tomorrow without today.
Okay, I'm going to say that is him. Next.
People work better when they know what the goal is and why. It is important that people look forward to coming to work in the morning and enjoy working.
That's, you know, that sounds like something someone in that position would say, but I don't know. Next.
Doesn't sound like the old KJU. The days are gone forever when our enemies could blackmail us with nuclear bombs.
The days are gone forever. Well, that's what he should be saying or something. You know what I mean? That's what we expect him to say. Okay, next.
When young people are powerful, our party and people's army are powerful, and there is nothing for us to be afraid of.
So that's the most something he would say thing. Not that like, no, that's the most someone who's like in that position would say. Yes.
That we imagine him to say.
Yes.
We imagine his lips.
Would you do the most obvious one as the... Well, I guess that and nuclear are kind of the two. Okay, and the last one?
The political and military position of socialism should be further cemented so that it can be an impregnable fortress.
That one seems like it could be the someone else. This is the hardest one you've ever done.
I know. It was a fun one to put together. It is tough, and I'm sorry, because it's somewhat arbitrary.
Let's consider the nuclear one. Read the nuclear one more time.
The nuclear one? Oh, the days are gone forever when our enemies could blackmail us with nuclear bombs. Now, I'm assuming he said these in Korean. I don't think he actually used... So these are translations.
Okay, you're doing... This is interesting. This speaking right after, trying to make a joke, is that...
Searching
that
the metadata.
Off it?
You're trying to get the metadata it? Off these and...
Well, why would Han say that after?
The days are gone forever when our enemies could blackmail us with nuclear bombs.
Well, if I did that, so I said the thing and then I talked right after. Does that mean nuclear. It's the one or it's not
nuclear.
The one?
Nuclear.
Would I do that if it was the one or not
nuclear?
The one? Just me thinking. You're trying to distract me from thinking. Is that a new thing?
I'm trying to keep people entertained at home.
Okay, you do that then. If I said...
Impregnable is difficult to say. I will say that.
You know what? I would do that if it was the fake. So I'm saying your nuclear one is the fake.
It was the second one. People work better when they know what the goal is and why. It is important that people look forward to coming to work in the morning and enjoy working. Now, do you want to guess who said it? It's a famous figure.
Steve Jobs.
Close. It was Elon Musk. Yes, that's correct.
I get $1 million.
Oh, well, I'll give you something. It was Elon Musk, yes.
That sounded gay. Han...
Yes.
David. Anyways, okay, so you got me.
Close, though.
At least I wasn't the one I discounted. Which
and you actually
one.
Figured out very quickly who was the actual...
Yeah, so it's like I win almost. I did another...
It's a moral win.
I guess we're going to cut out these little...
Stop it. Okay.
Now, we were originally going to record this episode a week ago when it was the 2018, the 90th Oscars, but we couldn't.
Due to unforeseen circumstances.
So mine is Oscar theme still. I didn't redo mine like Han did out of consideration of the calendar.
For your consideration.
Okay, so this one, there's a list of the, historically, the films with the most nominations. There was a list. Okay. And there was three films that were tied for first with the most. Right?
Okay.
Then there was 10 that was tied for second.
Okay.
And then there were a bunch that were tied for third.
Third.
And then there were some that were tied for fourth.
Okay, fourth.
So this is a list of five films that either had the most number of nominations, not wins, nominations, or the part of the second group of nominations. And I added one that was the in the fourth group, way down there.
What? So it still has a lot of nominations.
But it's...
it's not amongst the first two groups.
Yeah.
But it still has a lot of nominations.
Well, it's high in the nominations, but it's not the highest.
Okay.
Like okay. Four of these okay. are among the highest, one yeah. is not.
Okay, let's do it. Let's do it. This is arbitrary and difficult, but do it.
Number one, Saving Private Ryan.
Never saw it.
Number two, La La Land.
What is that?
Number three, Chicago.
Never been there.
Number four, Mary Poppins. And number five, The Lord of the Rings, The Fellowship of the Ring.
Oh, boy. Okay, so I feel like Fellowship of the Ring probably had oodles of nominations, so I'm going to denounce it. No, I'm going to put it aside. So what were the first four again?
Saving Private Ryan, La La Land, Chicago, and Mary Poppins.
I think it's either La La Land or Mary Poppins because I feel like those other two had a lot of nominations. Chicago, I'm pretty sure had a lot of nominations. And
which of these films, just out of fun, have you seen?
Saving Private Ryan, I've seen. Chicago, I think I've seen. Is Chicago about like people dancing in the streets? It's like dancing, no. Right? It's about dancing.
Well, it's a musical based on a musical about
stripping or no, dancing.
A murder.
What?
It's about these women who murder their husbands, and the Richard Gere is going to defend her.
A Cher in it?
No.
Okay, no, I've not seen it then.
Cher. What musical is Cher in?
I don't know. Striptease? Why am I trying to make Chicago into a stripping movie? I have not seen La La Land. I've not seen Chicago.
They're racially dressed. Is that
right? I have seen
Lord of the Rings.
And what was the fourth guy?
Mary Poppins.
And I've seen Mary Poppins. So it's going to be between La La Land and Mary Poppins. I'm going to say Mary Poppins.
So you're saying Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I'm saying
that Mary is your Poppins. Final answer.
That's my final answer.
I'll give you one last chance to change it.
No, that's okay.
Wrong. It was Saving Private Ryan.
Ooh.
A double miss.
A double miss.
That's the way we like it.
Yeah. Well, so it didn't get that many. That's really interesting.
Yeah, I was surprised. I would have thought it would have way more than Chicago.
My memory of it was that it was a super popular movie that did well at the Oscars. But I guess I'm incorrect.
I was surprised that...
Well, how many Oscars did it win? You didn't look that up.
No, but... the highest ones were with 11.
Okay.
Like Titanic.
The Titanic.
Or maybe it was third. Or maybe, I don't know. Everything I could say would be wrong, except for this one fact that was interesting. Lord of the Rings received 11 nominations.
Okay.
And it won all 11.
Ooh.
But they were all technical, I guess.
Technically, yes.
Like, it wasn't Best Picture or Best Actor. It was technical awards. It did, like, I was surprised. I didn't even think... I wouldn't have thought any Lord of the Ring movies received any, unless the odd, you know, best cinematography.
Really?
No, yeah, I never thought they were. I guess the other ones didn't, though. The other ones didn't, I don't know. They weren't as popular in terms of your nominations as the Fellowship. Is that the first one?
Well, you got me.
Is that the first one?
First what?
Of the Lord of the Rings movies.
Fellowship of the Ring, yes.
Okay.
That's when they gather Frodo.
That was the movie with the...
Bilbo.
Oh my God, we're in an hour.
Bilbo wasn't in that one.
We're already in an hour.
Harry Potter.
I'm going to cut out some of those sounds.
Jimbo Jones.
No, remember it had the like four endings that were sappier, each sappier than the rest? Remember that?
Yeah, but that's the Return of the King.
Oh, I thought that was the original...
What?
First movie.
No.
We'll update that in the next podcast.
Pretty sure that's the last movie.
Han, would you rather... No, we did that already. we're at an hour.
Okay.
Is it time to wrap this up?
No, no. Do your skeptic, and then we'll do parting thoughts. What?
I don't have a skeptic.
Yes, you do.
No, it was that
thing
that I don't want to... It was a Dragon's Den thing.
Yeah, okay.
I have not mentioned this before. Did I end the podcast?
You want to do it now?
Quickly? No, I'll do the quickest summary.
Okay.
But so I didn't...
I don't know.
Dylan, if you heard this before, let us know.
Are we doing this again? I don't know.
No, I'm just going to say there was... we have Dragon's Den in Canada, which is what...
Dragon's Den, huh?
Shark Tank is based on, which is a U.S. show, in case you're listening elsewhere. It is... I guess I got to quickly explain it.
Wait, they're two different names? Oh, yeah.
Yeah. What? It is a show where average Joes walk into a room and pitch business ideas to a bunch of rich people who are looking to invest in good ideas. So we have... And there's like five rich people who are normally in the show. This year in Canada's edition of the show, Dragon's Den, we have six. So a few months ago, someone came in and pitched a pseudoscientific crap thing that in no way works.
And what was it again?
It was a clip, a little thing you clip onto your clothes, like on your collar,
yeah,
that'll make you improve your balance.
Okay, it's made of plastic or some kind of special metal or something.
Yeah. And then you're stronger, you're better athletic, and you're more balanced. It's just complete.
Where can I get one?
Previously.
Can I use two at a time?
Bullshit. And every dragon was in on, made a deal. They all wanted to invest.
What was the name of the clip?
I'd have to scroll.
Okay.
It's not worth it.
Clippy.
So, and then I was outraged, but I did nothing. But then someone who was outraged.
As you often do.
They contacted the network that aired it, and then that network has a show called Marketplace where they...
The CBC.
Okay, that's TMI. Where they...
No, it's the CBC.
Kind of look at scams and kind of expose dishonesty.
It's like a consumer protection, consumer marketing show.
So they looked into it and they kind of ridiculed it and showed that it doesn't work at all.
Well, they explained like how that kind of scam works,
and then they like to confront the people, and they usually like slam doors in their face. No, it was a good expose on it, so that was a good ending to this.
That's the end of it. So the product is still being built.
No, and then the day that it aired, or the day before it aired, or something
before the Marketplace segment aired.
Yeah, the Canadian, I don't know, the regulation group. Like the FDA of Canada, whatever. I don't know. Like
Health Canada?
Health Canada, yes.
Okay.
Said blocked sales of it or something.
Right, because it was making claims that it could not possibly.
So that was a quick summary of the skeptical blather I had.
Prepared. So skeptical justice was had and you had no part in it.
Correct.
Very well.
Han, do you have any parting thoughts? I'll tell you mine because yours is going to be real.
Okay, tell me yours.
I recently got a car.
Ooh.
After 10 or 11 years of not driving.
Ooh.
And I drove a few days ago.
And then?
In the city. And my parting thought is, when you're driving and someone wants to get in the lane in front of you.
Wants to cut
merge
you.
In.
Merge in.
Just let them.
Okay.
That's all. Don't get angry. Don't try to speed up. Don't honk. Why are you upset? Someone, like, they're not doing it, like, to show off or to be an ass. They, like, literally, like, the lane is ending or they're trying to pass someone.
But what if they do so in an unsafe manner that's, like, forces you to hit the brakes?
Well, that doesn't happen a lot. Usually when people get angry on this kind of thing, it's not a life or death or a dangerous thing. It's just you're like, oh, that's not the way to do it. Or, like, I'm here. Whatever. Just let it go. Like, I don't know how the king of road rage and hate driving and traffic, for some reason, this in no way bothers me. I let them in. If I have to slow down, if I have to slow down quickly, let them in, it's fine. I'm just trying to pass it forward. I want everyone, if everyone did that, there'd be less anger in the world. Thank you. I'm here Wouldn't every 2 weeks. Han, do you have any parting thoughts?
But don't you feel like, I mean, I agree. I feel like that's getting angry while driving is unhealthy. And one shouldn't take actions taken by other drivers on the road personally. Okay, whatever. My parting thought is, why don't you subscribe to a news source, like a news company, like a newspaper?
Because I don't want to.
That's my parting thought. Why don't you subscribe to the Washington Post or Toronto Star?
Do we have to answer this?
No, it's not. This is my parting thought. Think about or consider subscribing to a newspaper.
Maybe you should phrase it as, how about you?
Okay, how about you?
Because the other way you're asking for reasons not to.
I wasn't. It was theoretical, or rather, it was.
Oh, so you don't
invoke,
want us to?
I want you to. Yeah. No, okay. I want you to consider it and maybe do so. I'm not. Okay.
That's so 19. That's so 1983.
Why?
Newspapers. People used to get homes.
You don't have to. It could be online. Whatever.
But CNN is free.
Well,
should we restart the show? No, I don't know. People who have cable don't really feel the need to pay for news.
Why?
People like you who don't have cable would maybe want to consider that.
I think everyone should consider supporting their local news or national news or whatever.
Well, I consider our local news CP24, which is being supported by me paying for the cable.
You consider CP... Okay, whatever.
Do you want to fight?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's end this episode on the worst terms ever of the show so far. Would you get off your phone for 5 freaking seconds?
I'm going through the segments. What do you want?
We just did parting thoughts.
Who's is this bring fight out a fight now having now?
Who's going to bring out a segment after parting thoughts when we're at one hour and 7 minutes?
Whatever. Why does this bother you?
What I'm phone game? What's your current favorite phone
game? I'm trying to merge lanes.
What?
What's my current phone game? I thought we're done with the show.
Oh, well, this is a bonus segment.
I don't have any new phone games. I don't really play new games on my phone.
Whoa, you just hit the...
Yeah, by accident.
Okay, so worst ending ever of a podcast, our podcast, would you agree?
Yes, worst ending ever.
Okay, in that case, see you in, hopefully, 2 weeks.
Two weeks.
Good night, folks.
Good night,
folks.
Good night.
Echo. Okay, we recording?
Did you get all that out of your system?
Yes.
I think there's some antivirus software you can get for that.
Okay, so let's do silence according to Mr. Monk.
What? We don't have the recording from the other stuff?
No, I've erased it all.
Why do you keep erasing it?
Because what are we keeping it for? Okay, let's start recording silence now. Oops, sorry. Now.